public investment directed towards the poor, and not high growth rates, are a necessary condition for poverty reduction. The UNDP report Kibra et al. 2009 asserts that governments are able to take measures to reduce poverty even when their economies have a relatively low growth rate. For example, Indonesia experienced growth with equity and poverty reduction during the 1970s and 1980s through substantial public investments in the rural sector and in creating mechanisms that would improve farm prices. Kibra et al. 2009. In Sri Lanka and Malaysia in the 1980s, annual poverty reductions of between 4 to 7% were achieved at a time when average annual growth in per capita incomes was only about 3%, by investing heavily on sectors that would benefit the poor. Kibra et al. 2009. Public investment is thus a powerful tool for reallocation of public resources towards poverty reduction. Conversely, cutting public investment to restrain fiscal deficit hurts poverty reduction and improvement in living standards of the population. The concern with fiscal deficit is motivated by the neoliberal diktat to contain inflation at 3 to 5%. This is not based on any empirical evidence that higher than 5% or even 10% inflation can hurt economic growth. Several countries have experienced high growth rates alongside high rates of inflation. For example, China grew at almost 9% during 1990 to 2001 when its average rate of inflation was 8%, and Indonesia's real GDP grew at the rate of 7.7% during the 1970s when its inflation rate was as high as 17%. This is not to say that inflationary pressures that have a destabilizing effect on the economy need not be contained. The take-home lesson is that undue concern about inflation should not deter countries from making necessary public investments on poverty reduction and augmenting productive capacity. McKinley, 2004. How would one generate the revenue needed for public investment? Income and wealth taxes, urban land taxes, and trade-related taxes are sources that need to be tapped better and could raise a significant amount of funds for public investment. In Heeks, the ratio of income to consumption taxes is more than double, whereas the converse is true for LMICs Ravindran and D. Pino, 2005. It does not seem to be true then that unless income and wealth taxes are maintained at low levels there will be no motivation for increasing incomes. Page 22.